Continuing Idaho Matters right now from the studios of Boise State Public Radio News. It was 75 years ago when Geronimo, the parachuting beaver, fell out of a plane over the Frank Church No Return Wilderness, landed in the middle of nowhere, and started building beaver dams. It was 30 years ago when Lonesome Larry, the sockeye salmon, was the only fish to make it back to Idaho's Redfish Lake from the Pacific Ocean. His lonely journey became a turning point for saving a fish species from extinction. Well, Geronimo and Larry have been joined by the skiing Spud and a few other famous Idaho characters on collector cards, you know, like baseball cards. Only instead of strikes and other stats, these collectible cards are designed to teach Idaho history to kids. So joining us today to talk more about this is Liz Hobson, Museum Administrator of the Idaho State Museum. Liz, it's good to have you back on the program.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So how did you come up with the idea of these collectible cards?
So we really wanted to create a new way of learning Idaho history, and then something that could really encourage multiple visitors across the entire summer. So you don't want to just come once, you want to come several times to collect all of the cards. So we just thought that this would be something really fun and innovative.
So how did you decide which Idaho characters to put on the cards?
We went with what our visitors really like. Everybody loves the story of Geronimo. We have some other favorite things throughout the exhibits that we kind of just base that on. Our visitors ask for more information about certain things, and you can't go wrong with a skiing potato. So we just went with those. And then our education team came up with the trivia to put on the back, and we worked with our marketing director and our exhibits designer and really put them all together.
So right now you have six cards so far. So let's talk a little bit more about Geronimo, the parachuting beaver.
Yes.
What does he look like? What's on the front of his card?
Oh, it's a really cute image of a parachuting beaver. You got to check it out. I think you can see it on our, on our Facebook page. We've been showing some of the images on the trading cards, but if you really want to see them, you got to come by the Idaho State Museum. For every one, you can get a card per visit, per visitor. And really, we thought they would be great for our younger visitors, but we have had visitors of all ages come once a week to get these cards.
And you mentioned that on the backs of all of the cards, there's trivia. And is it
yes.
about like each individual? Like, so there's trivia about Geronimo on the back of his card.
It's true. It tells a little story. So you get a little snippet of Geronimo's story or skiing in Idaho. And then what you can do when you're here at the museum is go find in the galleries where you can learn more. So for example, you can learn about the Oregon Trail. You learn a little bit about it on the card, and then you can go into the South Idaho Gallery and learn more. Or head down to Boomtown, which is a really popular place. You can learn about mining, but also there is some dynamite down there that you can experiment with. It's not real, of course.
Who did the artwork for these cards?
It was a mix of our exhibits designer, really, and working with our marketing director to put them together on the cards. So we also sell like some of the stickers of Geronimo and things like that. So if you like some of the images on the cards and you want to put them, you know, on your water bottle or anything, we have stickers too. So we have the Gem State and Geronimo and the Spud and the Dynamite, the Oregon Trail, and of course, Lonesome Larry.
And do folks have to, I'm assuming, come to the museum physically to get the cards?
That's what we're hoping for. So come by, and then everybody in your party can get a card. And then you just got to keep coming back all summer long. As supplies last, they are really popular. And come and collect all six.
And will you do more collector cards in the future, do you think?
It's a good question. If they seem really popular. So, of course, there's so many Idaho history stories. So there would be plenty of cards to design. So we'll see how this summer goes and look for others in the future, maybe.
Well, I think it's a great idea. And what a wonderful way to get kids engaged with Idaho history.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Yeah. And if you want any kind of additional information about the museum or maybe join us at one of our programs, you can come to an event and still get a trading card. You can visit us at our website, history.idaho.gov.
All right. Well, Liz, it's great to always have you on this show. Really appreciate your time today.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
From an Iraq war cover-up to towns ravaged by opioids to the roots of our modern immigration crisis, Embedded explores what's been sealed off and undisclosed. NPR's original investigative podcast reveals why these stories and the people behind them matter. Listen to the Embedded podcast, only from NPR.